Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines, presented by Men's Tea Clinic.
Fanatics Fest is crazy. If you haven't been here and been tapped in, anything can happen at Fanatics Fest, like me getting traded. But being a part of the Houston Rockets, I'm looking forward to it. Crazy, crazy last couple weeks, but I'm glad it's over with.
That's right. Winners and losers. Winners, the Houston Rockets and Fanatics Fest. The big winners yesterday with the Kevin Durant trade, right?
Michael Rubin led thing, the apparel company dude that knows CJ and everything. That's why CJ was there.
Right. Yeah. Well, and he was, yeah.
The Fanatics Fest.
And dozens of big celebrities right there. Yeah.
Tom Brady won some prize. He won $1 million for winning some competition.
He'll get acknowledged in the next hour for that. Okay. Yeah.
I just don't know. I feel like Fanatics Fest is some big thing all of a sudden, nope. And I have no idea actually what it is. Okay.
First year, it was a lot of panels where guys get up, a lot of Q&A, a lot of autograph sessions, and then this big competition going on between 50 athletes and 50 civilians on different events and stuff like that. Yeah, it was a big thing. It's a big thing. So, and Kevin Durant was doing his Q&A up on stage, I believe. It might have been with Kay Adams or somebody, some moderator up
Adams.
There. Yeah, some moderator. And
Kay Adams, yeah.
And that news dropped in the middle while he was up on stage up there. And it was quite the scene. Got a big smile on his face and looked very excited to become a Houston Rocket.
Did you judge Durant doesn't necessarily always show a whole lot of emotion when he's off the court. Did it look like it was a surprise to him, or was it did it look like it was something like, I knew it was going to happen.
He had a big smile. He was very excited. And then there was video that surfaced shortly thereafter of he and his agent high-fiving each other.
Yeah.
So his agent was there within his radius right there. I'm guessing that he knew going up on stage that something's coming down pretty soon.
They were close.
Yeah.
And you pointed out last week, it's the Udoka extension, the Rockets re-signing Steven Adams.
Yeah.
Fred VanVleet kind of just in holding mode where it feels like he's probably just working with the team to see what they need to do for Kevin Durant's contract and then how they can structure his. It seemed like everything, they were just creating the perfect landing spot for if and when this trade occurred.
I had forgotten about this too. They hired Durant's old college teammate and former Rocket DJ Augustine in the front office a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So that's, there's all sorts of tea leaves that have been going on with the team that this might be coming down the pipe.
It feels like Phoenix was just kind of waiting to see if somebody out there was going to step up and blow him away. And realizing that over the course of the past few weeks that, hey, it is what it is. The draft, she's a coming. We got to get this thing done.
Yes. I think that's the sense I get too. What do you think? Okay. So Seth, here's the thing. What do you think of this as a starting five? Fred VanVleet and Amen Thompson in your backcourt? Kevin Durant, Jabari Smith Jr., and Alperen Şengün as your front court. How's that for a starting five?
That sounds good, man.
Yeah.
I think that I feel really, really good about that.
I do too, man. I'm looking at the visual of it here. Someone put up a graphic with those five guys with Durant wearing a number 35 Rockets jersey. That looks sweet right there, man.
It does give you – it gives some of the younger guys too where Durant's a power forward, and then it gives the guys that are more higher in the number order there to get their opportunities, obviously.
Yeah, I think he's going to be playing a lot of the three with the Rockets, which is what he wants to do. We'll talk about that with Brian Geltzeiler in a little over an hour here. But Kevin Durant is a Rocket. Jalen Green – on his way out, Dylan Brooks as well. They send the 10th overall pick in the draft this week and then a bunch of second-round picks to Phoenix. I like the deal. Seth, it sounds like you like the deal. And provided Durant is healthy, this team just came better and more dangerous, I think. And the odds makers agree. Depending on which odds board you look at, the Rockets are the clear-cut number two in the Western Conference now. And depending on which odds board, I'm looking at one, Seth, that has the Knicks, the Cavs, and the Rockets almost in a dead heat as the second team behind the now reigning champion, Oklahoma City Thunder, who are a clear-cut favorite. They're like plus 250. Those next three teams are around 8-1.
Yeah, and the cool thing about the matchup with Durant, or with the Rockets now versus Oklahoma City, is that Durant can make those those perimeter defenders that Oklahoma City has a lot less effective. Yeah. Like they're just, it's hard to deal with a 7-foot shooter, no matter how good you are as a defender.
Yep.
And just to remind anybody that I just see so many people saying he's old, he's washed up. He had the second best true shooting percentage in the league last year.
Yeah.
It was, now the old part is true. That's a consideration. He's missed time. Like you can't deny that. He's going to be 37 years old. But in terms of what type of a player he is when he's healthy, he's still one of the very best shooters in the league.
Those were the most annoying people yesterday, were the ones that were trying to argue against the trade, which is fine. You can bring up points Seth just did against the trade. But when you're making stuff up like, well, he's been bad the last few years, like, no, he's not been bad. That he's been on a bad team, and that team's been an abysmal bottom-of-the-barrel team without him out
right.
there.
Right. That's the glaring stat. If yeah. you want a picture of just exactly what the Warriors are and why, because people say, what the Suns are, and, well, they didn't win a championship with him. They had a 3-17 record when he wasn't on the floor. Like, the difference was they were 33-29 with him on the floor. So somebody looks at that and says, yeah, see, they didn't turn him into a championship team. They won three games when he was off the floor out of 20.
Yeah, I promise you this supporting cast he has now, if he were to miss 20 games, is not going 3-17.
Right.
You know, like, you're right. It's indicative of what was around him there. Game 7 of the NBA Finals last night. The big story in this one, Tyrese Halliburton goes out with what looks to be an Achilles tear. Certainly on the replay, it looked to be an Achilles tear with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. And he was popping early on, man. He knocked down a few threes. He looked really good. And then he just crumbled to the floor. The score was 18-16 at the time. Oklahoma City was leading. Indiana actually led this game at halftime, 48-47. And then OKC just blew the game open in the third quarter. Indiana couldn't get out of their own way. Just a ton of bad turnovers, like bad, bad turnovers. And then Oklahoma City, they got up about 20 at one point, and Indiana made a run, got it down to 11 or 12, but Oklahoma City just too good. Certainly too good for a team that didn't have its best player out there on the other side of this thing last night.
Yeah, it was a hell of an effort by the Pacers.
Yeah.
But now I'm glad that it's over and I can start hating everything about Indiana once again.
And Oklahoma City, both cities. I hate the fact that we had to root for one or the other in this whole thing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So
there's a touch of irony there that Oklahoma City wins their first championship. That franchise wins its first championship since they changed their name. And Kevin Durant trade goes down the same day.
The same day, man.
Yeah.
The same day, yeah. Swallowed it up. Astros take 2 out of 3 from...
Well, I mean, just the Kevin Durant connection there, too.
Back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Astros take 2 out of 3 from the Angels over the weekend. Angels 9-1 win on Saturday. That was sandwiched though by an Astros win, a good win on Friday. Hunter Brown looked really good on Friday, and then yesterday 8-7, just kind of a fun game, especially if you're on the winning side of it. 8-7, day off
today.
That
was fun. I thought that I didn't have any fun at all with that game. That was stressful as hell.
It's not like it was Game 6 of the World Series. It was a Sunday at the park.
I thought Blum put it the best when they finally won the game.
Yeah.
He said, "All right, they're just happy to get out of here with this one."
Okay. They were.
That was a stressful game.
Yeah, I guess. I guess so. Maybe I was swept up in Durant mania and I just wasn't internalizing the whole thing. So day off today. This is a big week. You're not playing anybody that you're bumping up against in the standings, but you are facing two teams, the Astros are, that you could see in October. The Phillies and the Cubs are two of the best teams in the National League. Kyle Tucker's return coming up this weekend. 3 against the Phillies starting tomorrow.
I thought you had mentioned last week that, hey, the Astros' schedule over the rest of the season isn't as hard as it was at the beginning. Big challenging humps. Yeah, this is don't worry. The Rockies are just down the path. July 1st, they start with the Rockies. But, yeah, the Cubs especially. I can't wait. I can't wait for Kyle Tucker to come back to town.
Absolutely, yeah.
I open my arms to the potential drama that unfolds. All I ask of Cam is to hit 500 in that series. That's all I ask.
Yeah, show Kyle Tucker what's up. Like, this is what we replaced you with, buddy. Travis Hunter signs his deal with the Jacksonville Jaguars. 4 years, $46 million for the number two overall pick. The big story coming out of this one yesterday, I suppose, was the Jags put up a social media post announcing they'd signed wide receiver Travis Hunter, and then subsequently put up a post saying they'd signed cornerback Travis Hunter. Two positions, two posts for Travis Hunter yesterday.
Nice little troll, but it was fun watching all the Jaguars fans who only saw the cornerback designation freak out about that tweet.
Oh, like, really?
What the hell is this? What's going on?
Yeah. Well, they don't want to offend him, you know? Like, that's Travis Hunter. Remember he said in some interview before the draft, like, what would you do if a team didn't let you play both positions? I probably wouldn't play football.
Was a little bit more. That's the way it was framed. It wasn't quite as
I know in the transcript. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday. All right, let's get to the 7 o'clock hour here. We will hear from Kevin Durant at Fanatics Fest. He actually talked to Kay Adams after the panel Q&A that he did. They did a one-on-one interview. We'll hear how dangerous does he think the Rockets can be. His message to Phoenix fans is something. We'll get to that. And what is the best case and worst case scenario for the Kevin Durant trade? We will acknowledge as well at 7:20 with Acknowledge Me. We got a busy, busy 7 o'clock hour. Brian Geltzeiler joins us to talk about the Durant trade at 8 o'clock. Stay there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.